I played NFL Blitz again. Started a fight down the beach.
Really?
I whooped her fucking ass. I was like, let's play NFL Blitz, dude.
You played your girlfriend in NFL?
Yeah.
Girls,
you know when you catch fire? They can't play it. They can't handle.
And you're fucking doing the stiff arm while you're running?
After the play, hitting, she caught tackle. And I came after. It was like, boom. I caught fire at nonstop turbo.
I gotta cut you off.
She was so mad.
It reminded me of, there was an old game on Sega called Joe Montana Sports Talk Football. And
it's already funny.
My dad got it. And this is the only time ever my dad played a video game with me. Uh-huh. He got it for me. He didn't buy it for himself. Yeah. But we were sitting there. He was like, all right, I'll play with you. And I vaguely remember this. I was so young. But all I ran was fake punt. And it worked. Like, there was a glitch in the game that this one fake punt play worked. And he was just like, Shane, that's not how you play. You're like, Shane, that's not how you play the game. I was up like 48-0. You could late hit, but you would get a penalty. But like,
I remember that.
I kept fucking late hitting him as hard as I could. He'd be like, Shane, god damn it. You're like, you're a fucking punk. You play like a fucking punk.
It's so funny if he ended up beating you after that.
He got like visually, he was very angry. All I ran was fake punt, and then I would late hit him.
That was game day 98 for PlayStation. You could run XX. Yeah. It was just pass XX, and you throw a little fucking pass.
Yeah, like the dump pass right away.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Every time you get 40 yards. But, dude, you can't run XX, dude. Stop.
It was like when people played with Mike Vick in, like, 2005 Madden. You could play with Michael Vick. If you have a friend or you, this is the third thing that makes you gay.
Yeah.
Big dicks. Big dick. Sweet treats.
Uh-huh.
05 if you played with Vick against your friends. You officially have swallowed cum.
Yeah, definitely. You're just a greedy little bottom, dude.
Also, if you're a small boy running fake punts against your dad
and
running
sick,
the score
dude.
Up on him, dude, and bullying him, and he's like, he was trying to like teach me lessons of like humility. You'd be like, all right, Shane, you don't hit a man when he's down. I was trucking him after plays, and Shane's like, all right, show a little class. Quit throwing the ball. You don't throw the ball in the fourth quarter. When you're up this much, you just run the ball. You fucking run it three times and punt.
You don't run fake a fucking. You don't run a fake punt on first down.
They also think of like the conversation he had with my mom. She definitely coaxed him into doing that. He thought video games were number four on that list. Definitely sucking dick.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And she definitely was like, "Go down there, go play with, just play the game with him.
It's football.
He'd love it. Just take it easy on him. Definitely don't beat him." And then my dad comes down like, hey, Shane. Hey, son. How are you?
How do you play this thing?
All right. What do I press for pass? I'm not telling you, faggot.
Oh, my God. How old were you?
It must have been like third or fourth grade. Like, I was young as fuck. It was Sega.
Yeah, that's like 90. Yeah, fucking. That's 96.
I was very young.
It's like,
it was like
94.
Beast.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like second grade running fake punts.
Fuck, just beating your dad's ass. Dude, I don't know if I even talked about this before. We had NFL Blitz on play. We used to like get video game systems, get them taken away all the time. We just fight and then my parents would take it. So we would always be like two generations behind. So when everyone had PS2, we had PS1. And I used to play NFL Blitz constantly. Dude, I was so fucking good at it. I think that was PS1, right?
Yeah, and N64.
So yeah, we had PS1.
They were the same thing.
So we're playing NFL Blitz, and I was just, dude, it was one of those.
That was your game?
That and Jet Moto 2 are the only two games I'm good at.
Jet Moto 2 is gay.
I'm so good at Jet Moto. It sucks. Yeah, I can't be beat at it, but like no one cares.
Yeah, no one cares at all.
Like barrel roll, you win. My friend's like, this game sucks.
I have Blitz. I have Blitz
on
N64.
I'm vicious at
Blitz. Blitz is the shit. It's a really good game. And they keep it close for you usually?
They pull a lot of bullshit. But dude, I beat my brother one time. So we had this, I talked about this before, the porn Spanish Fly, the VHS tape, that went back and forth between my cousins and us a bunch of times.
Yeah.
So my brothers had it, and they wouldn't give it. Dude, I was like Sam from Game of Thrones with like the locked fucking scrolls. I was like, can I see them? They're like, nah, dude, you can't handle this. So I was like, he was about to go out. I'm like, dude, if I beat you, if I score 50 points in NFL Blitz, you got to give me Spanish Fly 14. And he's like, yeah, whatever. Dude, I fucking wiped him out. I scored like 63 points. So he's like, fuck it, you can have it. And I had to babysit my little brothers and sisters. Locked myself in my parents' room, dude. They could have fucking died for all I knew. And I was in the winner's circle, dude. Just fucking.
That's a great story.
Jerking, dude.
That's amazing.
It was awesome.
What a fucking tale of victory.
That's
and
how
triumph.
I got my first porn VHS tape. I whipped my brother's ass in NFL Blitz, and he's like, I got to give this
and
to
you. And then you fucking launched up there.
Dude, I pulled back the Lazy Boy recliner and was just like,
Holy shit, you were in a Lazy Boy?
Yeah, I was up in my parents' room.
Oh my God.
I was in my parents' room.
Damn, that's sick. You jerk off in your dad's Lazy Boy.
I had to, dude. That was the only place I could go watch a VHS tape without like people coming in and peering
in
on me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Damn.
So, yeah.
Well, that's a great victory.
I still think about that. I'm like, dude, that's what the good life is.
That's probably the best nut dude, I've ever heard.
That was like five. I would like bust a nut, go downstairs, eat another two slices of Domino's, go back
head
upstairs,
right back
and be like,
up.
Oh boy.
Damn, dude.
It was like a porn from the 70s.
Yeah, they were cutting to the guy every 3 seconds.
Yeah, dude.
Guy's like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Order, order. No, he was North Korean. Dude, blurred genitals. It was just one of the Kims up there. He's like, a very powerful penis.
That'd be funny if it was just one of those weird Japanese game shows with, like, blurred genitals and they're, like, slapping women with, like, foamy fucking sticks.
I went through a phase of jerking off to weird Japanese stuff.
Never got into it, man.
I jerked off to this one. This is, all right, here we go. Yeah, now, here's a weird one.
Yeah. Peel back the layers.
I jerked off. There was a porn that was like a Japanese lady. Oh man, now that I'm saying this, this is fucking weird.
Let's have it.
It was a Japanese lady reading the news, and dudes would just walk in and come on her face. And fuck it.
I tried to be like,
I jerked
like,
off to that. Like, it's so fucking funny. It's
that's
so
fucking,
funny. They'll stand,
tight.
The dudes are naked, and so it's like design, and she has to read the news.
Do they blur the load?
No.
The load's
on.
The lerd is not pixelated, dude.
The lerd is a very fucking high def, dude.
Oh my God.
No, it's just this. It's so fun. I gotta show you this. There's a fucking naked Asian dude walking across this news desk while she's reading. And she's fully clothed. And then a dude just nuts on her face. And then, like, a guy eventually will, like, just stick his dick in her mouth while she's trying to read. Then another guy will come in and fuck her from behind.
That's wild.
That's definitely the weirdest fucking porn I've watched. Jerked off to it. Like, I've seen weird stuff and just been like, that's weird.
Yeah, that's true.
If I saw that now, I'd probably laugh hysterically.
Doesn't count unless you jerk to it. That's a good rule
exactly.
of thumb. It's a good rule of thumb.
That is. You turned me on to tranny porn. I watched that. That was not...
You don't want that, dude.
Not part of my world. But I will recommend to you Asian news porn.
I'm definitely going to jerk off to this.
It's hilarious.
As soon as we're done.
Well, actually, you can't do it now, because now you're going to laugh. It's so funny watching these dudes naked, like about to come, walk across a news table. They walk on top of the table.
It's tough to do, to walk and like keep it ready
holding
to go.
Your fucking...
Yeah.
Oh, very much a discipline for a news porn.
To walk and keep it chalked up in
the
epididymis.
Just reach. She's like, some guy walks in and he's like,
fuck.
Yeah, boy.
That's what I'm talking about, dude.
That's what
just
the listeners want.
Just a fucking taste, dude.
Two fucking weird dudes talking about weird shit they come to.
Yep.
Welcome to hell, idiots.
Exactly.